And so we turn to slime, oil films and what they signify. This as part of the exhibition at the British Science Festival.
My name is Jo Slater-Jeffries. I'm the CEO of the National Biofilms Innovation Centre.
And where are you based?
So I'm based in Southampton on the south coast of the UK.
We're looking at a film. I'm seeing fish and now there are people walking along. Now, when you're dealing with films, you're talking about a different sort of film. What is it?
Yeah, so this is a film that's produced by microorganisms coming together and forming communities on a surface. We often think about microorganisms on their own, but what we're talking about here is what most microorganisms actually do is they settle on a surface, they form this community, and then they create this film, this biofilm, which protects them and helps them remain in those communities and survive.
They like to be together.
They like to be together. They actually communicate through what's called quorum sensing. So they can also actually then transfer things like antimicrobial resistance genes more easily amongst themselves. So it's a way of helping them survive in whatever environment they're in.
Of course, there's safety in numbers.
Yes, absolutely. And when I talk about whatever environment they're in, they really are everywhere, as we know, but they can be on the outside of a boat. So when we think about biofouling, so that's when species stick to the outside of the boat. We can see the bigger ones, right? But that started with a biofilm that we couldn't see, but a slime along the outside of a boat, which causes drag, which uses more fuel, then the boat uses more fuel. It also can mean that we're passing invasive species around our planet.
And that's just been on the film in front of me,
yes,
which is at an exhibition with the British Science Festival. Is this film going to be available round Britain or round Europe?
Absolutely. I can send you the YouTube link.
So people in Australia could watch it?
Absolutely, they can.
How many people actually know in your travels do you ask them about these biofilms and why they're important?
It's a really good question. And we do a lot of this. We go around the country and we talk to people. So from when we started our centre 7 years ago to now, that number has increased. All ages love Lego. And one of the activities we've got here is actually building those microbes and then sticking them into a biofilm, so producing a Lego biofilm.
Well, I must say, it's a very engaging film with lots of lovely colours. And what's the payoff in terms of the sort of thing that most members of the public want to know? Are we going to be kept safer or what?
That's what we're hoping for. I mean, some of what we're looking at on this screen here is also about creating clever surfaces that don't allow these biofilms to actually stick to them in the first place. So that could be people that have replacement joints, etc. Sometimes, if they get a chronic wound inside that joint, and that would be a biofilm that's created that chronic wound, the only way to stop it is to take that joint back out and replace it. So you can imagine for the person affected, that's not good. They're going back into surgery and it's going to take them longer to recover. But it also costs hospitals money to do that surgery again. We don't want to completely get rid of microbes. There's lots of good things that microbes do, including digestion and in our gut. They also help clean up wastewater, for example.
And give us vitamins.
So it's more about how we manage and understand them in order to stop them doing the things that cause human beings, animals, environments, issues.
How much is known in other countries? In other words, are there scientific centres elsewhere doing what you're doing, for instance, in Australia as well?
Absolutely. So there's in Flinders University.
In Adelaide?
In Adelaide, and they've got a training programme that's completely around biofilm research and innovation. We know of many other groups in Australia as well. There's a centre in Singapore, there's one in the States. There's even an Indonesian biofilm centre, which is a new centre that started up. An Indian Biofilm Society, and we're working with all of those because this is such an important and impactful topic.
Now, in this exhibition, you have also something that may not be your particular province, and that is phages.
Yes.
In other words, microphages, who often zap bacteria.
Yes. Yeah, so we work closely with those that are interested in phage because that could be a way of dispersing a biofilm, of course, and there are people that are looking at therapies to do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jo Slater-Jeffries is CEO of the National Biofilms Innovation Centre. And just how many friends have we all had whose operations on joints have been stymied by those vexatious infections Joe's just described.